Hey folks, welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we're going to get into some of the key tax changes for 2014. This year's changes may be a moving target, so stay tuned. The last few years have featured so many tax changes that it is hard to keep them straight. For some help, here's a quick summary of what I think are some of the most important federal tax changes that will affect individual taxpayers this year. Not sure exactly how all of this is going to work, but basically there's a penalty for failure to comply with the individual health insurance mandate and a tax credit of some sort to those who do buy coverage. This so-called premium assistance credit is available to eligible taxpayers who buy health coverage through a state exchange or an exchange operated in partnership between a state and a federal government. The credit can be paid by the government directly to your insurance company to lower your monthly premiums, or you can claim it when you file your federal income tax return. You may not know the exact amount of your allowable credit until you file your return. On the plus side, the credit is refundable. That means that you can collect the full credit even if it exceeds your federal income tax liability for this year. There's a new $500 carryover deal for health care flexible spending accounts. Last year, the IRS announced a new exception to the dreaded use or lose rule for healthcare flexible spending accounts. Under the exception, employers can allow you to carry over to the following year up to $500 of any unused balance from the previous year. Your company's healthcare flexible spending account plan can allow either the $500 carryover deal or the grace period to March 15th deal, but not both. Contact your employer benefits department to see what your company plan allows, because it may affect what you need to do between now and March 15th if you have an unused balance left over from last year. Now, let's get into some of the key individual tax breaks that expired at the end of last year. Some or all of these may be retroactively reinstated, but that may not happen until after the November midterm congressional elections. First is the option to deduct state and local sales taxes. Last year, you had the choice of claiming an itemized deduction for state and local sales taxes instead of a deduction for state and local income taxes. Of course, that was beneficial if you lived in a state with no personal income tax, or if you paid only a minimal state income tax bill. Also, the deduction for higher education tuition and related fees is gone. The tax-free treatment of foreign or forgiven mortgage debt is gone. The charitable donations from IRAs, gone. Larger tax break for transit passes, gone. A $500 credit for energy-efficient home improvements, gone. $250 deduction for teacher school expenses, gone. But as I said, some of these might be retroactively reinstated. As you can see, there are some significant federal income tax changes for 2014 and some expired provisions that may or may not be resurrected. Be sure you have a meaningful discussion with your tax and investment professionals as to the latest on any of these items. That's it for now. I'll close here, and I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit us at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact our office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you grow and protect your wealth.